Okay, chart review, Deerbrook Emergency Hospital. That's D-E-E-R, Brook, B-R-O-O-K, one word, Emergency Hospital. Date of visit is 6/2/24. Physician is Padma, P-A-D-M-A. Last name is P as in Paul, O-L-A-V-A-R-A-P-U. So how do you say that? Pularapu? Yeah. Okay, patients. And let's do background. Our patient is a a 56-year-old woman who presents to the emergency room with chief complaint of earache and stiff neck, period. The nursing note states that patient is alert, awake. No, the physician's note. Well, the nursing note initially states that the vitals are stable. Patient is not febrile. O2 sat's 99%, and the patient reported ear pain that began this morning and feels like her neck is stiff, period. Patient's past new paragraph medical problems is consistent with coronary artery disease, anxiety, history of myocardial infarction, last one, January of 2024, stent placement, bypass surgery, C-section, tummy tuck, and tubes in the left ear, period. Last period, new paragraph was reported May of 2015. Patient presents, well, put down patient presented at the emergency room at 2034. At 2056, patient is seen by the emergency room physician who states that by the way, patient's name is Nydia, N-Y-D-I-A, last name is A-L. C-A-N-T-A-R-A, put that in their patient's name. Seen by a physician who states that N-A is a 56-year-old woman complaining of left posterior neck pain and stiffness. Positive chills, but no fever noted. The skin is, patient has changes in sensation, paresthesia, and burning sensation. That was present by the examining physician. Fit, period. On the past medical, also put down diabetes, hypertension, insulin dependency, hypothyroidism, diabetic neuropathy, hyperlipidemia, and hypertension. Okay. Next new paragraph, Dr. Pularapu treated the patient initially with Zofran and Toradol, 60 and 4 milligram Zofran ODT. Documented that patient had no rash and had some paravertebral muscle spasm on the left side. Period. Otherwise, examination of the neck showed no meningismus. ENT examination was within normal limits, period. Dr. Pularapu felt like patient may have neck spasm and possible early shingles. For this reason, patient was given meloxicam and valacyclovir at the time of discharge. Patient already was on alprazolam that would help with muscle spasm, as well as Norco for pain. No other medication was given. No CT, X-ray, or blood work was obtained before patient was discharged home. Just put conclusion, 54-year-old woman seen in the 56-year-old woman seen in the emergency room with neck pain. Physician felt like it was beginning of shingles because of the unilateral presentation of the pain. Nevertheless, patient is on numerous medications, including Metformin, Humalog, Glipizide, Ozempic, Isradiol, Plavix, Famantidine, Protonix, Phenagan, Reglan, Neurontin, Gemfibrozil, Berlinta, Coric, and Lisinopril. Given patients complicated medical issues and problems, an x-ray and a blood work may have been prudent to obtain to rule out other abnormalities or problems. I have not discussed the patient's care with the patient at this time as far as the response to the valacyclovir and meloxicam at home. Period. As far as blood work and x-ray changing the course of treatment, that would only apply if there was an abnormality found, but on the other hand, it would make the patient feel more at ease that more testing and more investigation was done regarding her symptoms of neck pain and muscle spasm and the dizziness and the nausea that she was complaining of. Thank you.